But first, Arizona is adding yet another election, what will surely be a packed political year in 2018. With us for the latest is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers from the West Valley Bureau. Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
So the governor has announced the dates of the special election to take over for Trent Franks, who resigned on Friday. What's the information people need to know?
Okay, people listening need to get ready for a bunch of dates. The first date to be aware of is January 29th. That's the voter registration date. Then the primary election will be February 27th, and the general election for this seat will be April 24th.
So we've got the dates. Let's go back briefly to why Trent Franks decided to resign pretty abruptly.
Yeah, Franks came to light that he was the subject of an investigation of the House Ethics Committee. And on Thursday, he announced his resignation for the first time. And he said, he acknowledged that he talked about surrogacy, being a surrogate for him and his wife with two female staffers. And he was going at first to stay in Congress until the end of January, but then more reporting came out on Friday and he made his resignation immediate. House Speaker Paul Ryan had said to Franks that he should resign.
And specifically, just to remind people, where is Franks' district?
Franks' district is in the northwestern part of Maricopa County. It includes Peoria and Surprise.
Now, there was a lot of discussion late last week as the Franks announcement was being made. How many current state lawmakers might be interested in the position? Do we know of anyone who's officially running at this point?
Well, just this morning, State Senator Steve Montenegro threw his hat into the ring. He's worked for Franks before, and so Montenegro got on Facebook Live this morning to talk about his candidacy. But it's pretty likely that there will be more contenders in at least the primary election for Franks' seat.
Right. Rare congressional seat that's open that looks like a pretty safe Republican seat. So as you mentioned at the beginning, we know this is going to be a very busy year for elections. How busy?
Well, I talked to Matt Roberts at the Secretary of State's office last week, and he told me this.
Expect a lot of information coming from our office, from the counties, from candidates, and the media for sure.
And that's because, you know, there will be the special election and then also a regular election for the seat. So, you know, it could be, it's possible that a candidate could lose the special election and then try again for the regular election. So people really need to mark their calendars so that they know where we are in this process.
Surely a lot to watch for. From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Brett Jaspers. Brett, thanks.
You're welcome.